All right. Hello, Idiots on Parade, the two ugly for TV ugly for TV podcast.
There you go. There you go.
We mock the news so you don't have to. I'm distracted because you're drinking LaCroix instead of a Monster energy drink, and that just threw me off. I'm not used to seeing you drink anything healthy. That is Jake Vevra, stand-up comedian in New York City. I am Nathan Timmel, stand-up comedian in Iowa City, and the sun's going to be hitting me. If you're watching on YouTube, the sun is creeping into my room.
Oh yeah, I actually just have the lights on. It's actually not that bright, man. It's a little cloudy today,
so it's not too bright. I'm getting like frosty tips from this.
Oh, gotcha. I see that. Yeah. Hey, I probably should have gone over this before we started, but can you hear the little like music coming out of the crib right now?
No, but okay. if we do, it'll make for a nice ambience, nice ambient music.
Little bed track underneath.
Yeah, a little back track behind us. All right, shall we jump right in, Jake?
Let's do it.
We have big news to cover this week. So much big news. And I want to start with, we've been talking about Israel. We can get to that, but there's something bigger. There's something bigger than the Israel-Hamas war right now. And that's that,
The Lions playing the Chargers today?
Yeah, that too. Gannett newspapers have assigned an exclusive reporter to cover all things Taylor Swift. But wait, that's not that's big news right there. It'd be like CNN having someone exclusively cover Taylor Swift. But there is a controversy. Swifties and journalists call out the Taylor Swift hiring, not because it seems a little too much to have someone. I like Taylor Swift. I took my daughter to see the movie. I listened to her music, but they're not getting called out because, like, do we really need a reporter for one pop icon? No, because they hired a man. They hired a male reporter to cover Taylor Swift. How dare they cancel Gannett News Services, cancel everyone. How dare a person with a penis cover a female pop icon?
Well, I don't know. This again feels like there can't be that many people mad about it, but for the people who are, because I looked and they seem to be like other journalists.
I think they wanted the gig.
Yeah, they wanted the gig. That's clearly what it was, because I looked like they had the blue checks, but not a ton of followers. And it's like, oh, it's because they're journalists. And I'm like, oh no, you would rather just listen to Taylor Swift all day as opposed to, you know what I mean? Trying to figure out where the term from the river to the sea actually originated. Like, yeah, I get why that would be a little more enjoyable and a little less mental taxing than, you know, deep diving the censure of Rashida Tlaib, you know? Like, I get it, you know? But
Woodward and Bernstein would have wanted this gig back in the day, covering Zeppelin or the Stones or whoever's big in the 70s. You know, they would have loved to have not have to dig to uncover Nixon.
Right. And I get pointing out the lack of gender representation if it's like, you know, a group of jobs. But when it's one position, it was either going male or female or, you know, transgender. But for the most part, there's
flip a three-sided coin.
Heads or tails, you know, like that was. It's either going to be 100% female or 100% male, or if it's a non-binary person, it is 100% non-binary. The population that is covering Taylor Swift for that one newspaper.
I feel bad because I did not do enough research into this Brian West, the reporter that was hired. It does say it's Brian West, an award-winning journalist. I would like to know what his award is for.
Well, dude, I watched that video where he's talking about his qualifications, and the guy seemed charismatic. He seemed to have the fucking resume.
Yeah, I was just going to say, he has a resume.
They're only bitching about his fucking gender. And where I'm like, if it was the flip side, if it was a if you hired a male over a female that had that resume, these same people would be bitching the exact same way, but they have a little more of a point.
He
seems qualified, dude. I don't understand what they're so fucking pissed about.
Or if he said he hated her, if he came out like, I can't believe I got assigned to this, who the fuck is Taylor Swift? I'm a serious journalist, goddammit. But he says right here, he has a great quote. They're saying, I would say this position is no different being a sports journalist who is a fan of the home team. Yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, it
Is he going to go easy on Taylor Swift? Is that what people are worried about? Like, he's a Swiftie, so he's not going to break all the big stories on, you know, he's going to bury the dirt because he loves her.
No, it's not. His job isn't to, like, go after. His job is to report on, like, here's this concert, here's what her outfits were, things like that. Yeah. I mean, he's supposed to be in good. Are things
going well with Travis Kelce?
He's not supposed to be, like, going at her with the hard-hitting questions. He wants access. You know what I mean? Like you want him to be your access reporter. If you have, like, heavy dirt on Taylor Swift, this is the one guy you don't want to give it to at the company. Otherwise, she's not going to have him on the fucking tour bus anymore, and he's not going to be getting this. Like you have to have different reporters doing different things.
Well, and here's where we get into the issue. Tom Jones, a senior media writer for the nonprofit Media Institute Pointer, spelled with a Y, P-O-Y-N-T-E-R, said, women, especially young women, have such a deep connection to Taylor Swift and her music, which often reflects the female experience. Can men appreciate her music? Of course. But can they relate to it like women can? I honestly don't think so. All right. I'm going to jump in right here because...
I think I know where you're going. Go ahead.
No, you don't... I listen to her all the time. I don't know what I'm supposed to get out of it as a male, but as she sings about heartbreak, I'm like, I remember being dumped in my 20s. It hurt. I remember high school. Like, I'm not connecting to it in a path that makes me go, oh, she's singing about a boy. I guess I don't relate to the song. She's singing about universal topics. I think that men and women can cover universal topics, but he's not alone. I don't know this man, but I feel like I should say that I know for a fact that hundreds of, if not thousands of women applied for this job that involves, you know, reporting on a female musician who writes music about the female experience. Hey, how about this? How about every time I watch football, there are female reporters in the locker room. If they all get fired, would you be saying, yes, those are women reporting on a male sport?
What I was going to just say. I mean, if a female got hired from a sports job, you know, for some guy who was less qualified, these same people would be losing their fucking shit. And this guy seems like he knows his shit. He seems to, you know, really be into Taylor Swift. So, like, yeah, give him the fucking job.
This is what we're angry over. Again, like you said, this is 10 people and they turn it into a story, but I would love to have as much time on my hands as these people too, so that this could make me angry and stir me up and get me like all, I can't believe they, you know, how easy must your life be if this is where this is what causes friction in your brain?
I mean, the only way I could see being upset about this is if the guy covering Taylor Swift was a straight guy. Only reason I say that is because I would be afraid that he would be using the job just to get even closer to her mansion so he could beat off in the bushes. You know what I mean? Because generally speaking, she has two types of huge fans. She has women, she has gay dudes, and she has stalkers. That's right. So I'd be afraid of the straight guy that's way too into Taylor Swift. Be like, nah, you're just trying to use your position as the Taylor Swift reporter to try to sniff her panties. I see what the fuck you're doing.
I'm glad you brought that up because I was going to say something and I just completely slipped my mind. But yeah, I thought that the gay men were allies, like they were sort of given a pass because, you know, women love other women and they love their gay male friends. It's sort of like this you know, unique pattern.
No, not the women that were bitching about this guy getting the job. No. They're like Fred Phelps's granddaughters or whatever the fuck who are mad about this.
Well, speaking of that, let's stay on Taylor Swift. But speaking of Fred Phelps and assholes, far right hosts are blaming the GOP's big election losses on Taylor Swift. She has been calling for her fans to register to vote. And she tweeted out on Election Day, voters gonna vote. It's Election Day. If you are registered to vote, get out there. This pissed off. That's Charlie Kirk. I don't know the other guy. Jack Probosek. I didn't recognize his face.
The Swifties were hired by Soros.
Exactly. But where's the great quote? The
George Swiftie, unmarried... that's what I'm fucking calling this guy now.
Oh, this is Probosek. Republicans still haven't internalized that the left promotes abortion as a pro-feminism issue. It's a pro-humanist, but they aren't voting to kill babies. They're voting... that's not the one I want. The childless unmarried abortion army mobilized by Barbie, Taylor Swift, and TikTok was crushing Republicans at the ballot box. Or it's because generally people don't like your fucking shitty fucking anti-human, anti-woman policies. Maybe. What do I know? Considering, did you see the results? In counties where Biden lost to Trump by 20 points, hard right red counties, they were voting yes, keep abortion legal, put it in the Ohio Constitution. It's not Swifties, it's decent human beings, and neither you, Probasek, nor you, Charlie Kirk, are decent human beings. You're human pieces of shit.
Yeah, plus, maybe it's because I'm not the designated Taylor Swift reporter who follows her every thought, movement, and costume change, but to the best of my knowledge, Taylor Swift doesn't really get that fucking political, man. It's she tries to stay apolitical on everything because she's like a very mainstream artist.
She's been drifting. She doesn't but she just says vote. She says register to vote. Right. She did endorse a Democratic candidate in Tennessee, but really? That's like, she doesn't come out.
Okay, that's further.
She let the Biden campaign buy a song from her, but she doesn't get on and say, I am endorsing Biden. Like, she
okay, but that's more political than I thought she was.
Okay,
but
yeah, she's in the game, but she's not like these two assholes. Charlie Kirk, they are all they do is try and push their bullshit religion agenda. At least Charlie Kirk does. I don't know, the other guy might just be a straight up asshole. And she's just combating assholery is literally all it is.
I mean, if Taylor Swift is too far to the left for you on abortion and shit, a person who never talks about it, maybe that's why you guys fucking lost this last one. Maybe it's because your positions are so far to the fucking right on abortion that even moderates are like, yeah, hey, man, I wouldn't want my daughter to have an abortion, but I also I'm not for rape victims being forced to carry the baby or drive seven states away to where it's still fucking legal. Like, maybe that is what's getting you guys' dicks knocked in the fucking dirt. That's why I never thought the right would actually get rid of Roe v. Wade, is because they were always able to use it as a hell of a political fundraiser. But once it goes away, since they've been using the term abortion is murder, and that's the position, now they have to enact laws that reflect
that.
They have to live up to it. Otherwise, they'll get primaried from the right going, in cases of rape and incest, then it's not really a baby, or then it's okay to murder it. It's okay to murder it if the baby's, dad did A, B, or C. No, it's still murder, so I'm going to primary from the right, and you're going to fucking lose. Since you have been pushing that bullshit and you got your followers believing that, getting an abortion at any point in the pregnancy is the same as kicking a baby off of a goddamn subway platform, you now have to fucking prosecute doctors and women who get it done in other states. Why? Because it's murder. You've been saying it's murder all this time. You now have to treat it like murder since you have the power to enact laws. And if you don't do that, you'll get primary from the right, so you put yourself in this unwinnable position.
I have two thoughts. One, I found another quote that I love. It's from Charlie Kirk. All the Swifties want is abortion. That's what they want. 100%. That's what they want. It's 100%. Yes. What a stupid position to reduce someone voting because that's all they want is. You have taken, like you just said, Jake, the right has taken this bullshit stance. And if anyone sees any bit of nuance in it, all they want is abortion. That's it. No, maybe your position sucks. And the other thought I have is, I don't have any story in front of me. Have you been reading or have you been hearing about hospitals in the South losing prenatal care, birthing clinics? Doctors are fucking leaving Louisiana, right, and Alabama and Mississippi, and they're literally shutting down baby care because they don't want to get trapped in a situation where it's like, something happened and now I'm being charged with murder, or the mom was going to die. Like, they do not want to be put in any. And so they're literally losing healthcare in these states because doctors are saying, peace out.
It's now we're getting to see what red states without Roe v. Wade are going to be looking like. And any voter who's even a slight bit moderate on that issue is going to the other side, man. And we're seeing it. And it's just such a stupid move to be going, oh, this is Taylor Swift's fault. This is Swiftie's fault. Taylor Swift has been doing the most mainstream sort of concerts. It, like, that's why this is the, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, this tour that she's wrapping up now, like her summer tour, was like the highest grossing music tour of all time, wasn't it? Did she make like over $1 billion of that?
I tried to get tickets to it. Couldn't. Nobody could get tickets. I wanted to, my family, I said I'm a fan. I don't, when I say I took my daughter to the movie, I'm not pushing it off like, oh, I took my daughter's like, do you want to go to the movie? And she said, yeah, like I took her enthusiastically. When she did five sold out nights in a row at SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles, she played every stadium, football stadiums, three nights in a row. She like not U2 is my favorite band. They go out at their peak. They would play Chicago Soldier Field two nights. She's playing every single stadium in the country, three nights sold out. When the ticket went on, when the tickets went on to sale and the tour sold out, Ticketmaster released a statement saying that she would have to play something absurd, like five or six nights in every stadium if she really wanted to meet demand. She did not preach from the stage. I never heard any stories where it's like Taylor Swift comes to town and says, you know, like, hey, everybody, don't forget to vote Democrat. No, she did.
Why would she?
She'll
she
occasionally
want to do
tweet
that.
Something out. That's it. Like, she'll tweet out, you know, you can use like, my song. I mean, for.
She's trying to be mainstream. Why would she intentionally cut her demo in half? Like, I mean, there's some artists that are just super political. You know what I mean? Buffalo Springfield doesn't care about losing people to the right. You know what I mean? Look at my old man.
Neil Young just went through the whole Spotify thing. He's like, fuck, you know, I've got my hardcore lefties, and those are the only people
right. Who also was in Buffalo Springfield. Like he was, you know, because he's not trying to be a mainstream type of guy. There's a lot of people and musicians in general aren't like as political as shit was back in the 60s. That's why I kind of had to go that far back. But
Michael Jordan, Republicans buy shoes too.
Right. Well, that is why the NFL went as hard at Colin Kaepernick as it did. And it had nothing to do with what his actual cause was. It's the fact that, like, hey man, we want red bumper stickers and blue bumper stickers driving to the games and paying $27 for a hot dog. And you know, $80 for a ticket, and like if you make us change
the NFL the color package on cable,
for any reason, whether it's police brutality, whether it's abortion, whether it's the environment, whether it's I don't care, man. If you get the flat earthers mad at us for some reason, we wanted to sell hot dogs to flat earthers. You know, now they don't make up as big a population as Republicans or Democrats. So bad example, but my point being,
good example.
The NFL was wrong in how they handled Colin Kaepernick, but that is the reason they did it is because, hey, you made us try to choose between red and blue politics. We don't do that. We're McDonald's. We're Walmart. We want everyone
buying money.
Our fucking product. So when you have Taylor Swift, more or less, is a little bit the same thing. Like she's trying to sell tickets to everybody. That's why she's the you know, fucking biggest game in town right now, is she's selling tickets to people from all kinds of different political backgrounds and things like that. So when you sit there and go, fuck her and all her fans, they're abortion loving commie whores. It's like, well, hey man, maybe that's why you're getting your dicks knocked in the dirt right now in these elections, is because you're pushing away so many people who aren't even that moderate. You know what I mean? Like, they're conservative. They're just not fucking crazy like you. By telling the fans of the biggest musician right now that they're all lefty scum and they're evil and this and that, you're losing fucking votes, man. You should be reaching out to these people.
You're just shrinking that circle. You're just narrowing those.
It's no good. It's not helping you.
You know what the oddest thing, this is a sideways thought, but the oddest thing I think I had ever heard was, I mentioned earlier, U2, they did the 30th anniversary of the Joshua Tree tour. And I went to see that. It was great. U2 is fiercely political. They don't make any shyness about, you know, being on the left.
Right.
And I read an interview where Ted Cruz was talking about how great he thought the concert was. I'm just like, what? Ted Cruz is going to see U2? I would not have it. But he said it was great. It was interesting. Like, and they weren't overly political on that tour, but they threw a couple twists in. They took on Trump a little bit, not preachy so, but just, you know, but it was just interesting to hear Ted Cruz being a U2 fan.
But it's also, I mean, like, now I've never been to one of their concerts, but I mean, how much time is U2 really going to spend now on the politics of a country that they're not from, but don't live in? You know what I mean? Like they might say something, but it's not I mean, I'm sure they probably talk a little more about that stuff in Ireland and the UK, if I had to guess.
Yeah.
If we were doing fucking dick jokes in Ireland, I'm not spending a lot of time on the IRA. Like,
remember car bombs. 60s through the 80s?
Except for the drink Irish car bomb, I'm against them, you know? and then I'm back to the dick jokes. Like, I don't, you know, I'm not getting too into, I don't have a lot of hot takes on Bobby Sands, is what I'm saying, you know?
Sinn Féin.
Yeah.
Gary Adams.
Yeah, right. The guy who Daniel Day-Lewis played in Our Father. Don't know what he did. I don't know whether he was
in the name of the Father. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not spending a lot of time on it.
No. All right. This
but
one,
I will say, I hope that Taylor Swift fights back by writing really pro-abortion songs. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's right. Like really crazy. Like the stuff that they say we're for. I hope she writes a song called Third Term Whoopsie Doo. And I hope that it just fucking goes so like psychotically pro-abortion.
If not her, then Weird Al Yankovic can take her song Shake It Off and twist it into a Weird Al Kick It Out. And it can be about babies.
Scrape it out.
Kick it out. Kick out the baby. Abort that baby. Kick it out of your uterus. Kick it out. Something.
That's right.
This is why we're not musicians.
People, Taylor, do a whole pro-choice anthem and really, really push back against these fucking guys.
Just assholes they are.
See, okay, this I would want to be the Taylor Swift reporter. If she decided to do this, if she just went fucking hard left on abortion and was just like, yeah, late, I think you should get to kill them until they're one. Fuck it, you know? Like, and then she just went nuts. I would be the biggest goddamn Swifty. It would be insane.
You'd have the story. Okay, because I didn't want to start a third. Every time I've started this story three times, and every time you jump.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
No, it's ahead, no big ahead. Deal. I just think
I'm
it's
done.
Funny.
I'm done.
I did not know. When I read this story, it was not firewalled. It was not pass protected. But then when I open it up now, there is a firewall there. So I don't know if you read it. Did you read about the Taliban in Pakistan getting frisky? Or was that paywalled for you?
Oh, it was paywalled for me.
Okay, so the whole thing, the sentence I wrote for you was, I like these odds. The headline was, Taliban looking at successes in Afghanistan gets excited about doing the same in Pakistan, taking over the government. Except in the first thing you hear is that the far extremists in Pakistan that wanted to overthrow the government attacked a military base, and it said 4 soldiers were injured, 12 insurgents were killed. And I'm like, well, if that's going to be the outcome, then yeah, let them get frisky, because if every time they attack, you lose a couple soldiers, but quadruple the amount of insurgents, then that's a good thing. I just thought it was an interesting juxtaposition of this clickbait headline talking about the Taliban of Pakistan and how they just got their asses handed to them.
That's the only reason
I sent it.
You read the anti-Taliban media, their own propaganda that got sent when I was there, that our intel people would intercept was fucking crazy. So according to their intels, the infidels started firing at them first, and they bravely defended the civilians who they totally weren't starting the fight by shooting from their culottes from, and then they took out like 7-8 Humvees. That's their story.
All full to the brim with soldiers.
Yes, yes. They completely took out an entire battalion of Pakistani government soldiers.
Yeah. Well, that's the news I should be reading then, because I thought this story was funny. All right.
Yeah, let's Taliban Times, man. TT. I got the app on my phone.
Let's jump to this. This was different when I first saw it. They have changed this headline. It's marginally better. We're going to go to Israel Hamas. The headline now is Israel agrees to 4-hour daily pauses in fighting to allow civilians to flee. I swear to Christ, when I first saw the headline, I read the story. It was Israel agrees to 4-hour pause in fighting. And I'm like, oh, thanks. Good job. Okay, you got 4 hours to clear out. At least now there's a window every day. And I can see both sides of this. On the one hand, yes, the 4 hours, like, but for Israel's side of things, you do realize that's the 4 hours the Taliban's going to, or not the Taliban, Hamas is going to regroup and move around. You know, it's war, and it sucks, and it's ugly, and it's awful. It's just such an odd pittance to grant, you know, like, all right, from noon to 4 p.m., everybody, you're all safe. No drums, bombs being dropped.
Do you think Bibi Netanyahu haggled? Do you think they tried to get like 6 hours and he was like, fuck that, you're breaking my balls here with this?
They did say it came down to the number of hostages getting released, didn't it? They're like, they 75, 50, 200. Like, I think they literally went back and forth on, or was this just because the U.S. is finally starting to pressure and say, okay, you've been dropping a lot of fucking bombs.
Right.
We get it. You were attacked. It was horrific. You needed to punch back. You do need to, but we need to reexamine what's going on.
We've turned a blind eye to everything you guys have done for decades, but even with my eyes closed, the entire building is fucking rattling from all the bombs you guys keep dropping.
Yeah. Things are getting a little much, but...
Hey, man, I've been saying for a while, like, especially if they're using tunnels and stuff, I think ground strike's the only way to go in terms of mitigating civilian casualties and actually getting the job done in terms of getting the hostages back and getting Hamas combatants, you know? Whereas if you...
It's obviously the more dangerous, which is what they're trying to avoid, but my God, when you're killing so many civilians...
Right. It's not a good way to... And if you keep doing it that way... I would argue that it's long-term more dangerous because you're creating a lot more fucking terrorists by doing that shit.
A bomb hits my house, kills my family. I'm not like, oh, I get it. They were trying to kill the guy under me. No, I am like, fuck them.
Yeah, it's you're not looking at the rubble.
That's why this just keeps going into you did, and it just keeps expanding, and there's nothing two assholes on a podcast can do that will make any difference. So all we can do is just like talk about it and be like,
I've also said for weeks, I think they should just give it to the Hindus, man. They've been making thousands of gods play nice for thousands of years. They can handle this from East India to the sea, Hindu land. I think the whole thing should be.
All right. Couple more stories. And one is Israel related, but I want to put a twist on this. One of my favorite things is I love people who are live and don't learn. I love people that just fuck up and then stand by their fuck up, like then they play the victim. And that's what we have here. We have two of them. We have the Central Park Karen, who just gave an interview, who said like she accepts, the headline is accepts no responsibility, but she talked about she did nothing wrong. I was panicked, completely panicked for my safety and well-being.
I don't think I saw this one.
The other one.
Oh shit, I missed this article, but I got.
You've seen the video back in the day of when she was like, how dare you put your dog on a leash? She's like, ma'am, I'm looking at birds. I'm bird watching. Like, the fact that she says I was completely panicked for my safety and well-being, when he was talking to her, he was very calm.
He was pretty hilarious, dude.
De-escalate. He like, as a black man, he did not want the police to come kick his ass. You know, like, he looked at the situation and said, black man, white woman, I'm going to be in the wrong here. And there were never any racial implications to my words. I just saw raw fear and desperately wanted help. You instigated everything. This was all you.
Right. And this was a pretty egregious one.
Yeah.
Because the guy really calmly talked her down for a while. Mm-hmm. He was not yelling at all. And she seemed to like
grow more hysterical
while being irrational. Like, seemed to still have her faculties about it. Because what a lot of these Karen videos kind of devolved into is they ranged everywhere from just racist lady yelling at people having a cookout in a park to woman who's clearly schizophrenic having a public meltdown and people putting cameras in her face going, yeah, you racist bitch, trying to accuse me of stealing your mind telepathically through alien technology. Like, and it's like, well, I don't know. I think people are looking for this lady. I think, you know what I mean? Like, she escaped from a clinic somewhere, I'll bet.
But the other, I just love the fact that she doesn't even try and reflect upon it and say, I overreacted. I wish it hadn't gone that way. I would love to meet with him and apologize. Like, there would be so much that could be done for her if she would just meet with him publicly and have a conversation and put it on YouTube or something. But man, when you double down like this, I love it. I do not know what is wrong upstairs. But then you switch to the other one. The Talib was crying as she was trying to defend herself from her river to the sea comment. It's like, just own up. We get it. You've got your history. It's difficult to see objectively, but There's a lot.
If I remember, she's crying more about, and she was saying, I won't be silent. I think that's a different kind of thing, right?
I think it's a combination. She didn't apologize.
She didn't apologize because she didn't.
She was being censured. She's one of like three in 75 years, but she was saying, I will not be silent. I can't believe, like, she wasn't crying because they were censuring her, but like, she wouldn't have cried if that hadn't gone through that. But it's like, or you could just say, the whole war is horrible. I believe in the Palestinian people. I do not like seeing them suffer. Hamas is bad. Everything's bad. You know, like, there's nuance to this. It's just that I see certain people taking no nuance. They just say Hamas or Israel, and that's where they draw the line.
Well, sure. And I mean, like, honestly, the phrase from the river to the sea is a pretty fucking tough one. Because for the most part, like, my understanding of it is that that came from basically Hamas's charter saying we're going to take Israel out from the river to the sea, right? Isn't that the...
Well, kind of. So you research it. The way I look at it is it's kind of like the swastika. I believe it did have, like, not a horrible beginning.
Or like, it was PLO that started it, right?
Yeah, but it was like... So the swastika was an old Buddhist symbol that was for peace and love, and it came out of Korea. But once Hitler gets a hold of it, you can't throw a swastika up and go, no, I meant the Buddhist one. So if she meant an original sort of peaceful from the river of the sea, she's got to understand... No, that's been co-opted. Whatever you think the origins are, you aren't dumb. You know that that phrase has been taken over, and you got to let it go. You can't take it back. As like rap stars in the 90s, we're taking the N-word back. Good on you, but you know, Whitey, you still can't use it. It's like a white person saying, yeah, N-bomb, it's okay, rappers say it. It doesn't work out the same.
I mean, but the thing is that it seems like that phrase has gotten fucking changed and co-opted a lot by a lot of different groups. You know what I mean?
Probably, yeah. So stay the fuck away from it. Don't use it and then cry because, like, this is what I meant. Don't censure me. No, you should know better than to use it.
Yeah, yeah. And then she's got this other quote right here, from the sky to the grass. Fuck Israel, I love Hamas. And I'm like, well, that's a little bit, you know. I mean, it's hard to justify that one a little more.
Yeah. All right. Final story. And this one's fun to go out on because we only have a couple minutes left. You and I, Jake, we have talked about frivolous lawsuits all over the place. People sue for the stupidest things. Holy shit, this story. They opened him up to remove his appendix. They mistakenly took out much more, but the headline says they took out much more. But when you read the story, they didn't even take out the appendix in the first surgery. They started taking out his colon and other things. And then when he had pain, he went back to a different surgeon. They said, well, they took out this, this, and this, but here's your appendix. This guy should get all the money.
Oh, yeah, dude. He should get a quarter of the surgery money for every surgery that ever comes out of that hospital ever. Like he should get a cut of everything.
Diagnosed with appendicitis during the surgery, the doctors were unable to locate the patient's appendix and instead removed part of his bowel. At what point are you a surgeon going, we're supposed to take out his appendix, right? Yeah. Where is it? Fuck if I know. Let's just cut this. I mean,
yeah,
I hate what I'm about to say. Do you not even have Google in the surgery room? Like, hey, I want to say the Amazon robot lady, but then mine will start talking. But like, you go, Alexa, where's the appendix located? You know, like there's got to be a way to instead of just, well, fuck it, let's take this out. Looks good.
I do like the idea of a guy in a surgical mask going, hey, Frank, does this look like an appendix to you? Does this... Is looks pretty appendixy, right? Yeah, let's take it out. Fuck it. Well,
and because they took out part of the colon, apparently they didn't seal it, so he's pooping inside himself. They didn't say it that way. They said that, you know, bowel contents began to spill into his abdominal cavity. He was pooping inside himself. He was literally pooping inside himself.
Oh, man.
He deserves all the money.
Man, look at all this guy's got
my favorite's at the bottom. Susan Gregg, spokesperson for the University of Washington Medicine in the hospital, had a quote, released a statement, UW Medicine strives to provide the best possible care to all of our patients. Their safety and well-being is deeply important to us. unless they're on the operating table and you don't know where the organs are, then it's just like, yeah, fucking willy-nilly. I do not understand. How did they become surgeons?
It's pretty bad, yeah. Nothing screams, my dad had a job here, so give me this one. Like, the guy taking out wrong organs, you know?
I mean, we bitch when Maya, I think her name is Maya, Maya Hawk, Uma Thurman and Ethan Hawke's kid gets roles. Clint Eastwood right. kid is an actor. Kurt Russell's kids are. That's nepo babies in Hollywood. A little more important in the surgery room.
Yes,
the
yes. Theater. We bitch about nepotism in this society only when it doesn't matter. I don't care who plays Tony Soprano's kid in the fucking shitty reboot. But take out the right organs when you cut me open, nepo babies. God damn it.
Yes, yes, yes. All right. Find Jake online everywhere.
And you know what the shittiest thing about this story is it said that
he shit inside himself? That to me is the shittiest part. Go ahead.
No. There's one that's metaphorically shittier. It says right here that plenty of women applied for that job as surgeons. And even women who like Taylor Swift just as much as these surgeons, but they didn't get the job. It's fucking wrong.
Well, at least the woman was Susan Gregg, the spokesperson who gave that quote. But yes, those men, they should have liked Taylor Swift more and given it to a female doctor.
That's right. I hope Taylor Swift writes a song about this guy's appendix, you know?
About pooping inside himself. I want to hear her rhyme shitting inside yourself with whatever shitting inside yourself rhymes with.
Yes, yes. I lost my tummy, but not my heart.
Find Jake on all the social media sites. At Jake Vevra is his handle. Find me at NathanTimmel.com. That's my website. And if you look up Nathan Timmel, I'm the only one on Facebook and Instagram and TikTok and all that and YouTube. So, all right, Jake, good seeing your face. Good hearing your voice.
You too.
Talk to you soon, my friend. Bye, everyone.
Screw you all. I identify as a surgeon.
That's what I was...